This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details about Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, and the investigation into the shooting. Correspondent Lilia Luciano.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has begun presenting evidence to a grand jury placing Mangione at the scene of the crime, according to sources familiar with the case. The governor of New York says she expects to see an indictment soon.
It feels like the evidence is very compelling.
Mangione is fighting extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. A hearing is set for December 30th. Police tell CBS News there's no evidence Mangione was ever insured by United Healthcare, but may have chosen his target because he headed the country's biggest insurer. CBS's Stacey Lynn says a Florida woman's been arrested in a copycat threat.
According to Lakeland police, a 42-year-old woman called Blue Cross Blue Shield about a recently denied claim. At the end of the call, she reportedly said, delay, deny, depose, which were the same words found on the bullet casings in the United Healthcare CEO's murder. She added, you people are next.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Turkey, where he met with the foreign minister today on preventing the Islamic State from taking over in Syria after the fall of the Assad government.
Our countries worked very hard and gave a lot over many years to ensure the elimination of the territorial caliphate of ISIS, to ensure that that threat doesn't rear its head again, and it's imperative that we keep at those efforts.
Russia has launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine, the energy minister reporting dozens of cruise missiles and drones have targeted the nation's power grid. Hours after she showed up at a children's hospital in Kansas City and recorded a TikTok with a couple of young fans, Taylor Swift made history at the Billboard Music Awards, winning 10 new prizes. That makes her the most decorated artist by Billboard of all time.
This is like the nicest early birthday present you could have given me. So thank you very much. I love it. It's exactly what I wanted.
Swift turns 35 today. Beyonce took home her first country award at the Billboards. An 18-year-old has become the youngest world chess champ ever. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Gukesh Dhammaraju of India beat China's Ding Liren in Singapore, breaking the world record previously held by Russia's Garry Kasparov, who became world champion when he was 22. Dhammaraju broke into tears after his victory. He says he didn't expect to win. Dhammaraju also made history 6 years ago when at age 12, he became India's youngest grandmaster ever.
S&P futures up 20. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I am Chris Morrow with a look at what's happening around town today and this weekend. It's Music for a Cause this weekend in Racine. This annual event in its 18th year aims to support local homeless shelters and showcase local artists. Blank Fest runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at McAuliffe's Pub. Organizers looking for blankets, toiletries, sleeping bags that can all be used as an entry fee. You could also hand over $10 as a donation at the door. Search Blank Fest Wisconsin on Facebook for more. We're still waiting to learn more about one person who was flown to a hospital after a Racine County crash that ultimately involved three vehicles Wednesday night. Sheriff's office said an initial two-vehicle crash had minor injuries, happened in Rochester just after 6 o'clock. The driver of one of those cars got out, walked across Highway 36 near Highway J to contact the other driver. As they were walking, they were hit by a third vehicle. The driver who was hit while walking across the highway flown to a hospital. Racine County Sheriff's Office major crash assistance team still investigating exactly what happened. And the Racine branch of the Wisconsin Humane Society just saw a rise in the number of cats they're taking care of. They took in a group of 23 kittens and cats who were surrendered to their care from a single Racine household. Officials say they expect more to arrive from that home over the next couple of days. According to a post from the agency, they said many are under-socialized and require medical attention for all kinds of ailments. As their care plans are determined, the Humane Society will place some cats into a foster program. Others will stay, get healthy, and be put up for adoption. News at the top and bottom of every hour and, of course, on demand at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
It's tournament time for the Badgers.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals. Game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 25 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. Rain will continue through tomorrow night, too, with a quarter inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, right around 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
How come weather people have weird names, weather people on TV? They're like Stormfield or Dallas Rains. Peter Partly Cloudy, Lou Low Pressure Center, Debbie Drizzling. No other news people, there's no Harry Headline or Andrew Anchor. And they can't just give you the weather, they have to give you advice too. They go, Mom, don't put away those umbrellas yet because we're going to get a little bit of the wet stuff this weekend, a little bit of the wet stuff. Why do they say that? Are there people who wouldn't know what to do? Are there people like, the weatherman says it's going to rain, but he didn't say what to do about it. Does anybody know what to do? Is there a contraption we can use? Oh, wait a second. He said something about umbrellas. But, Mom, you didn't put away those umbrellas yet, did you? In the underground shelter where you normally put them because you think there's not going to be any more of the wet stuff? Did you put the umbrellas in public storage? Why are you over there, Mom?
Buckinghams, those are the Buckinghams.
Is the Buckinghams?
Yeah, that is the Buckinghams because they're one group. They are the Buckinghams. That is the Buckinghams. Yeah, sounds odd, but I think that's the proper grammar. Anyway, good morning. Kind of a drag, the Buckinghams. 609 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And we'll have some Christmas classics, too, coming up as well. It's hard to believe that it's 3 degrees right now. Now, it was 1 degree in my car because I have that little thing on there. So it was one here at, in the parking lot. But yet it's going to be 29 today, 31 tonight, 42 tomorrow, 45 on Sunday. So somewhere between now and tomorrow, there's going to be a 40-degree difference. That's something. I love it. Anyway, it's clear in 3 degrees here at Radio Park right now. Sunny today with a high near 29, increasing clouds tonight. Temperatures rising to around 31 degrees. Afternoon rain tomorrow with a high near 42 and cloudy with afternoon showers on Sunday as well. Highs near 45. Right now, again, 3 degrees, clear sky at Radio Park. Time for Three Dog Night and...
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. The loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Night and one, WRJN for 98 years. 98 years. We have been local news and timeless hits for you. WRJN. And, of course, Christmas classics, too. You know how Three Dog Night got their name? All right. I'm going to tell you a story here. The Aborigine in Australia, when it was cold at night, to stay warm, they used to have a dog with them. And they used to cuddle with the dog. And when it was really cold, they used to keep two dogs with them to get the warmth from the animals. And when it was super cold, they got three dogs with them, and it was a three-dog night.
Wow.
Three
dog, yeah. I figured I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms.
sugar and spice.
Brown. Was this group called The Flames or something like that? James Brown and The Flames? Yeah, I got you. You know, there are these memes they show online now. Not memes, really, but they're like little real videos. And they have people, unsuspecting people, walking into a room, and they blare out, "Wow, I got you. I feel good." And it scares the people on there. Now, the way I'm telling it's not too funny, but if you see them, they're pretty funny. All right, everybody has something they're pretty good at, if not great at. The problem is, it's hard to earn a living at what these people are good at. For example, reading upside down or backwards from the wrong side of the paper. Now, that could be beneficial to you if you're sitting across from your boss at a desk and you could read upside down. How about always knowing what time it is without looking at a watch or clock? Scratching a dog in a way that makes his leg, you know, do that thing. Remembering obscure movie quotes, I could do that. I could tell you there's no money in that. Catching things I drop like keys before they hit the ground. Maybe a circus act. Finding parking in the city or parallel parking. Finding things in a messy drawer. Picking locks. See, that could be better. You can make money doing that. Sleeping on demand. Eyeballing measurements. Guessing the amount of calories in any food or meal. And untangling wires, which comes out handy this time of year when you bring out the Christmas lights, doesn't it? Yeah. Untangling wires is always a good talent to have. 618 at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You know, coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many other private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Day number 9 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Give yourself the gift of health this season. Get a head start on your New Year's resolutions with their on-ramp program. A structured blend of fitness, nutrition, and accountability to start your transformation. Experience fun, challenging workouts that will make you feel your best in a new year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's in below, you're sitting by the fire.
But that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the
the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's Francis Albert Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Do you need all three Let It Snows in that title? I think you do, yeah. Local news, tablets, hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. So this dad is telling his little boy that Father Christmas put him on his naughty list. But the kid refuses to believe it's true. He passionately argues the case when dad says Father Christmas actually told him he was on the naughty list. The kid said, quote, "Then I will do an uppercut to him and punch his beard off." See, that's why you're on the naughty list. Sunshine today with a high near 29, increasing cloudiness tonight. Temperatures rising to 31. Afternoon rain tomorrow, highs 42. Sunday cloudy, chance of rain, highs near 45. Right now it's clear and 3 degrees right here at Radio Park.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware.
And Sister Rose, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too at WRJN. You know, some people are really hard to shop for. They already have, you know, everything, but they don't have any new interests or hobbies either, and they don't make a list and say what they want. They say, just surprise me. Well, here's a fresh gift idea. Give them unclaimed mail. There are companies that let you buy mystery boxes of random unclaimed packages. Now, you're not guaranteed to get anything of value. It's just supposed to be an experience. One person says their mystery box had a knockoff Chanel bag, a human-sized Bowser outfit, and a bunch of fake IDs. They thought it was hilarious. They had a good time with it. There's a store here, and I don't know the name of it, but you can buy Amazon mystery boxes. They have all these boxes. They're from Amazon, but they don't tell you what's in it. You buy the box and take it home with you and whatever in there. I don't think that's a terrible idea. I kind of like it. Or you can win something for them. Like way a segue into this. In our grown-up wish list text to win contest, our statewide contest, here's what's going to happen. Every day, Monday through Friday, right after 7, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., we give you a keyword. Now, you have to send the keyword back to us, and here's how you do it. You download the Civic Media app. You do that by going to civicmedia.us, download the app. At the bottom of the app, you see all the call letters from Civic Media. Click on WRJN. Then you'll have a chance to text the word I'm going to give you right after 7 o'clock. Now, I'll do it throughout the hour, so, you know, you'll get it. So here's what I want you to do. Download the app right now so you don't miss on it. And get ready. Click on WRJN. And when I give you the keyword, type it in. Because today, I'll tell you the prize later, but it's a great prize. All right? So do it now. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps. And get ready to win some great prizes in our statewide text-to-win contest coming up this morning right after 7 o'clock. Right now, it's 6:30. Here's news from Chris. He's in for Stewart today.
Well, good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow. Let's take a look at what's happening in news this morning. Still looking for details about a man who was taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital Wednesday night. There was an accident at the corner of Highway 36 and J for a minor two-car crash. One of the drivers was crossing the road to talk to the other driver when he was hit by another car traveling at highway speeds past the accident site. Man was hurt so bad they had to take him to Frederick for treatment from Flight for Life. Again, his condition still not known. The sheriff's department still investigating the accident. We mentioned earlier about 23 cats that were taken from a single Racine home to the Racine campus of the Wisconsin Humane Society yesterday. Many of them are still pretty unhealthy, undernourished, they're under-socialized, and have other medical ailments. As their care plans are determined, the Humane Society will place some of them into their foster program. Others may need to stay at the shelter for weeks as they recover from illness before becoming available for adoption. The Humane Society said they're grateful for contributions of any size to help offset the cost for food, vet expenses, medications, supplies, and other care. Well, yesterday's cold weather reminds us that homelessness is still a problem in the Racine-Kenosha area, and this weekend it's Music for a Cause in Racine. This annual event, in its 18th year, aims to support local homeless shelters and showcase local artists. Blank Fest runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at McAuliffe's Pub. Organizers looking for blankets, toiletries, sleeping bags, and other things that can be used as an entry fee to get in. You could also hand over $10 at the door as an entry fee. And finally this morning, Wisconsin's two largest children's hospitals, American Family Children's Hospital and Children's Wisconsin, forming a new partnership to treat congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the U.S. The new partnership is called Forward Pediatric Alliance and will start at the beginning of January. It's initially set to last for a decade. The program is designed to advance research and train more cardiac care providers. You get news twice an hour on WRJN at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand. And at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning. I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Well, it happened again. Another detection of high path avian influenza in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection made the announcement yesterday. I've got all the details you need to know next. End of the year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. A poultry flock in Barron County is the latest to detect high path avian influenza. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian, says that they are ready to alert any livestock owners in the area about the detection. She said so far, the good news is there's not many animals in the area.
In that area, what we do is, at least initially, establish a 10-kilometer, which amounts to about 6.2 miles, control area surrounding the infected flock, where we will pull premises numbers for poultry and for other potentially susceptible species. I don't have all the numbers to hand just yet. We have looked and we have not determined any cattle in that 10-kilometer area through our premises registration numbers. But obviously there are other poultry flocks in that area as well that we will be looking at for surveillance and to contact them.
That's Dr. Darlene Conkler, Wisconsin State Veterinarian. The impacted flock is being depopulated in Barron County. And according to Conkle, as of yesterday, USDA had confirmed 95 flocks with high path avian influenza impacting 10 different states.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And a Wisconsin soybean grower from Barron County has been named to the American Soybean Association's Board of Directors. Tanner Johnson from Prairie Farm in Barron County has been named an at-large member of the Executive Committee for the American Soybean Association. Aside from growing soybeans, Tanner Johnson's also involved in producing corn, winter wheat, alfalfa hay, and cover crops. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 25 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. Rain will continue through tomorrow night, too, with a quarter inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, right around 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game? No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Once more, the Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. It was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells. Him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy
was the end when the Baron cried out, Merry Christmas, my friend. The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way. Each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
The Royal Guardsman, Snoopy's Christmas. Oh, I love that song. Everybody loves the Charlie Brown Christmas specials, too. I mean, they've been on since 1965 every year. They only run about 20 minutes. But it's something that you always want to see. And I think because people remember growing up with it. I grew up with the Halloween one. Then you had the Thanksgiving one, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Then you had the Christmas. You had Valentine's Day. He's got all the holidays sewn up. That's a great idea. Royal Guardsmen, I love that. Snoopy's Christmas at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics, too. So this couple in San Diego recently got divorced. Then they patched things up again and decided to stay together. However, they had one problem. Now they still owe their attorneys $100,000. Divorce never went through, but still, the attorneys did all the work, so gotta pay them. 641, looking for sunshine today with a high near 29. Right now, we have a clear sky. We have 3 degrees here at Radio Park with Merrily Rush, Angel of the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded. Just call me.
98 years, local news and timeless hits at WRJN, and now Christmas classics, too, during this holiday season. Angel of the Morning, that's Merrily Rush. It's 6:45, looking for sunshine today with a high near 29. Increasing cloud cover tonight. Temperatures rising, that's something you don't hear at night usually. Temperatures rising to 31. And tomorrow afternoon rain with a high near 42. Sunday, cloudy chance of rain, highs near 45. This is why we're getting sick all the time. Temperatures going from single digits to 45 degrees. Right now it's clear and 3 degrees right here at Radio Park. Right, here are five traditions that are considered outdated. It's kind of sad. The vast majority of us don't plan on doing them this year, like door-to-door singing Christmas carols. Now, I don't remember that happening a lot, but I do remember it happening from time to time where people would go down the block singing Christmas carols, but boy, it's been decades since I've had anybody do that. Making a gingerbread house, drinking eggnog, I do that all the time. I would do it year-round if I could. Hanging mistletoe and tipping your mailman. I do that all the time. The maximum you can give your letter carrier is $20. I usually do it in a gift card, $20. The sanitation people get $10 each if there's two of them on the truck. And who else do I tip? Anybody does anything around, you know, the house and stuff and helps out, I give them a gift card somewhere. Yeah. It's nice to tip people this time of year. Makes you feel good. It's 6:46 at WRJN. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, Dick Graceff is going to preview the high school basketball game of the week. He's got a cold like I do, so we'll see what he sounds like at 7:20. At 7:35, we're talking movies with Brad Hoffman. And at 8:50 this morning, we're going to talk sports. Get the lowdown on what's coming up this weekend with Mike Clemens right here at WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tessnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Oh, yeah, we've got the keyword coming up right after 7 o'clock this morning. So download that Civic Media app right now and get ready. Click on WRJN at the bottom. Get ready to text the word. We're going to give it to you in the 7 o'clock hour, okay?
Through the grapevine, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN at 6:53 now. Here's a strategy to avoid overeating at holiday dinners when you have a host who just won't take "I am full" for an answer. The best thing to do is say how good the food is and ask for seconds. But when you do take seconds, take a tiny portion. The host will be happy just because you wanted more. And that way you don't have to loosen your belt at the table. 6:53, here come the DC 5. Because
it's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do. Because to be with you, give me
Because 6:55 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. We'll have one coming up for you in the next hour. You got a holiday party coming up. Survey came up with a list of things, the most regrettable things people do when they're drunk. Here are the top five. Getting sick, arguing with friends, passing out in the public place, hooking up with a stranger, and revealing a secret that probably should have been kept secret. Got to be careful with these holiday parties, huh? Techniques, Apple Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, 6:58, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics, too, for you. 98 years we've been doing this. Well, not me personally, but, you know, the radio station's been around 96, 98 years. All right, I got this from the archives. It's kind of a neat story, kind of cute. A six-year-old girl wrote a letter to officials in Los Angeles County asking if she could keep a unicorn in her backyard if she ever finds one. And they said, yes, you can. They sent her an official unicorn license certificate with her name on it, signed by the animal control director of Los Angeles County. They also sent a unicorn stuffed animal with a permanent unicorn license tag on it. They did give her a few rules she had to follow, though. If she ever does find a unicorn, she has to comply with all caretaking regulations, give it access to sunlight, moonbeams, and rainbows, and polish its horn at least once a month with a soft cloth. And she said she would. Isn't that a cute story? I love that story. Hey, coming up right after 7 o'clock, I'm going to give you the keyword in our Text to Win statewide contest, our grown-up gift list contest. So right after 7, right after the news and the weather, I'm going to give you that keyword. Download the Civic Media app. You do it by going to civicmedia.us. You'll see the app there. Download it. When you see WRJN at the bottom of the page, click on WRJN. There's a text area, and you'll text us the keyword that I'm going to give you right after 7 o'clock. Now, I'll do it throughout the hour, so in case you miss it, don't worry. We'll keep mentioning it over and over again, right? Hey, it's 7 o'clock on the noggin right now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the
the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new details on the 26-year-old Ivy Leaguer charged with last week's murder of a top health executive. Correspondent Jared Hill is in New York City.
This morning, police say they have new information on how the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO got out of New York. Investigators believe Luigi Mangione rode a bike through Central Park after allegedly killing Brian Thompson, then took a cab to a major bus terminal in Upper Manhattan just to go back downtown, possibly taking the subway to New York's Penn Station.
Police tell CBS News there is no indication Mangione was ever a UnitedHealthcare client. Thousands of people have returned to their homes west of Los Angeles, where calmer winds are helping crews battle a wildfire that broke out Monday. CBS News LA's Joy Benedict.
All over Malibu, crews are still repairing power lines.